Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
All right, let's just revisit here in this short segment this insanity going on at the southern border, because, I mean, it's so stunning at this point that the inaction. So how does it get worse than this? How does it get worse? Go ahead and roll clip 9. And by the way, this has been going on for some time now. These train loads. And now you have the gates. The Border Patrol opened up the gates. Look at this. This is like a bouncer at a club. It's like, oh, I'm in line to get into the club. And they say, all right, we're letting 20 in. And then they just open the door and they let 20 in. That's now the southern border. It's like Club America, except everything's free. And so you have hundreds, you have thousands of illegal immigrants sitting across the border wall. And now Border Patrol just treats it like the door at a club. And they say, all right, 30 coming in now. And then they count the heads and they let them in. Look at these guys. They all got new backpacks. They got some nice bling on their neck. They got their iPads, they got their iPhones, they got their new hats, they got some nice technology there, some nice equipment, brand new hat too, brand new bags, but they need more free stuff from us. And then they just open up the door like it's a club, and they say, all right, 20 in now, and they just let them in. It's not one in, one out, it's just as many in, and then they just keep moving it. I've got the videos, there's more videos of train loads coming in. I can't even keep up with it. Here's more footage of the train loads. And again, here's what happens. Call them whistleblowers, but people that see this in real time, they see the train loads of illegal immigrants coming in. They contact somebody in the media. They share with them the footage. They say, hey, do you want to see train loads of illegal immigrants coming in? Here's the footage. Here's where you want to go check. Here's where you want to go film. And so now you're going to see this regularly. There'll be new videos of the train loads coming in. Train loads. Train loads of illegal immigrants coming into our country. I mean, what in the hell is that? How about the boatloads? We've got boatloads. They're coming in by the boatloads. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, what am I doing here? What are we doing? Train loads, plane loads, boat loads, open door policy like it's a club of illegal immigrants? And then the Biden administration, the press secretary says the border is secure. How do we live in such a clown world? What is this? Now there's a story developing just outside of Houston. An illegal immigrant city has been erected, Colony Ridge. And we've got all kinds of footage from this. And there is a journalist who's flying around in helicopters and then traveling around on the ground documenting this. I'm shuffling through my papers to find this gentleman's name, Spencer Lindquist. Spencer Lindquist documenting this for the Daily Wire. Folks, what is going on here? I'm telling you right now, there is an agenda. Obviously, you know this, but I think this agenda is even beyond what we expect. They're building a smart city. They're building a new type of infrastructure that they're testing with this illegal immigrant smart city. They want to turn Texas blue. And it's boatloads, train loads, plane loads of illegal immigrants coming in. They're building brand new illegal immigrant smart cities on a circular grid. So it's new infrastructure testing as well. Do they have something planned to wipe out Republicans in Texas and replace them with illegal immigrant voters? I mean, seriously, at this point, you got to assume the worst when we're getting invaded like this, and it's being facilitated by...
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, and we put our trust, and we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
It's just beyond all reason, it's beyond all logic, it's beyond all common sense what's going on at the southern border until you understand that it is an invasion. It is being facilitated by the Biden administration. And I think there's another layer to this that it might be even darker than we expect, folks. We have an immigration process. There's a legal process to become a citizen of this country. It works, and that way it builds our country the right way. We're bringing in charity cases. We're bringing in people that have no prospects. We're bringing in people that just want a free handout. And the Biden administration is facilitating the whole thing at record levels and then lying to you about it. What is the final agenda here? And is there more to this than meets the eye? Elon Musk warns anyone from Earth entering the United States as thousands of illegal immigrants storm Texas border overnight. Liberal Massachusetts town in Cape Cod protests when state settles illegal immigrants in their motels. Yet you're being invaded. Now, I understand we don't live in archaic times. We live in civilized times where land invasions aren't translated as military invasions or an attempted theft of our future, our resources, because we live in civilized times. But this is not civilized. This is throwback invasions, not militarily per se, at least at this point, but this is a throwback invasion for our resources, our money, our land, and our future. And we're just so numb to it and ignorant to it, like a dodo bird that hasn't had a predator in its whole life, that we just don't even know how to respond. We don't even know what to do. And so will we be wiped out like the dodo bird? No, this is an invasion. This is a theft of land. This is a theft of resources. This is a theft of our future. And it's stunning to witness. And I don't know what's more stunning, the fact it's being facilitated by our government or the fact that the American people don't have the sense of urgency to realize that you are being invaded. Now, we're going to move on to some political news. But first, we have a message from Alex Jones.
The Trifecta Pack is back. It's been years since we offered this. 40% off on three of our best-selling products that synergistically work together like nothing you've ever seen. I've got a very exciting announcement to make. It's been a long time since we offered 40% off on our flagship products. And normally when we do, it's just one product. Well, the Trifecta largest sale we haven't done in over 4 years is back. DNA Force Plus, with all the incredible ingredients, the PQQ, the CoQ10, it cleans out your cells and makes your telomeres last longer. It's amazing. It's back in stock. We also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest 95% curcuminoid turmeric in it. Incredible anti-inflammation. Just so good. Look at the health benefits of turmeric and then realize this is the strongest turmeric on the market, 95% curcuminoid. It's got a bunch of other great ingredients as well to supercharge it. Go check it out, InfoWarsStore.com, and do your own research. And then finally, sold out for a long time, the Real Red Pill Plus is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got to go read about what it's got in it. Special amino acids to supercharge the folic acid. That's key in energy production in your cells. That's the root level of energy. That's beyond coffee and things. It actually doesn't just stimulate the nerves. It stimulates the cells to be cleaned out and operate better and have higher energy output. It's got a whole bunch of other incredible ingredients that supercharge the folic acid. On top of that, it's got the preglinone. It's got the kitchen sink. Real Red Bull Plus, back in stock. But here's the big announcement. Not only are all three back in stock, 40% off when you get the trifecta, all three together, and they go together. They are amazing. I just started last week when Real Red Pill Plus came back in, taking all three together, and it's almost too much sometimes. In fact, I've actually stopped drinking coffee some days because I am bouncing off the walls like I was 30 years old again when I do it. People have actually noticed on the air, kind of the old Tasmanian devil's been aback a little bit, and it's because I'm taking the turmeric, and all the other great ingredients Bodies has. I'm taking Real Red Pill Plus, and I'm taking DNA Force Plus, and drinking a lot of clean water, and I'm taking my X3. So they're all available at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta sale, and it keeps the broadcast on the air. I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage, because I know the people that have ordered before are going to order because you know it works. If you've been on the fix and you've never tried one or more of these products, all three together, they're incredible. This is a great way to save 40% and experience this, so go now to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and get 40% off on the trifecta pack.
And your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com keeps us on the air. You are our sponsors. No big corporate sponsorship, no big billionaires funding us like George Soros, no big Hollywood money, big fast food money, agriculture money, just you. You, the audience, and we are eternally grateful for it. Not like Joe Biden supporters that get paid. Joe Biden's TikTok army received hundreds of thousands of dollars from George Soros to push left-wing causes and bash conservatives. Soros Open Society Foundation shelled out $5.5 million to the nonprofit Accelerate Action Incorporated, which then gives that over to the quote-unquote influencers on TikTok and other social media platforms. They have Biden paid for support on Twitter as well. You've seen the teenage boys that they have, and it's hilarious too, because the community notes on Twitter always puts a little note every time these teenage boys that can't even vote, I don't know, they might be eligible to vote in the next election. And it says every time, these guys are funded through middlemen by major corporations for their support of Joe Biden. It's literally paid for advertising. So they pretend like it's organic. They pretend like it's grassroots. It's all AstroTurf. It's all funded. It's all fake. And now they're finding new ways to pay their friends with your taxpayer dollars. No, not just NPR and PBS. Biden administration shells out over $5 million to give journalists trauma-informed support if they're getting trolled. And I guess the case study here has to be Taylor Lorenz, who fake cries during interviews but then doxes people and shows up at people's front door herself. Just the epitome of a leftist fraud. The epitome of a phony liberal in the media, crying and whining. Oh, and now these mental cases are getting emotional trauma-informed support by the Biden administration. Oh, little baby. Do you need a little binky, too? Mm-hmm. Do you need a little bottle of warmy milky?
You need a little crib? You need to get tucked in with a little bedtime story? More little pat on the back? Oh, you need a nap time? Yeah, you'll go be okay, little liberal. The little liberal needs some mental health support. I mean, they couldn't make it obvious that they are mentally defective if they just came out and told you. I need mental health support. I get trolled on the internet. It's so hard to be a liberal. My brain is broken and nobody likes me. Give me money. Give me binky. Give me blanky. I cry baby winebag liberal petulant child arrested development.
Seriously, I'm not even kidding. We should set up an entire fake government and just let liberals run it. Like it's a little Tyke's kitchen set. You know, you don't let children in the kitchen with the oven and the boiling water and the knives and everything. You give them a little fake little kitchen set and they have the fake little chicken and the fake little plastic knives and the plastic plates and the forks. And you say, oh, yeah, you're making dinner in your little kitchenette. We need to have a whole fake plastic government for people like Taylor Lorenz and Democrats and liberals to run so they can feel like they're doing something special in their mental disabilities, but really they're not ever a threat or a harm to anybody. But YouTube has now suspended Russell Brand because of the sexual assault claims. What happened? Innocent till proven guilty. Oh, that doesn't count if you're a common sense truth teller in the media, then no, you're just guilty as soon as...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Sarcastically, perhaps, but it's the real story, points out in the break, they say. So let me get this straight with the news I'm covering, that the Biden administration wants government paid for shrinks for brain damaged, mentally ill liberals. They say, so wait a second. So liberals get trolled and have their feelings hurt online, and they get government paid for shrinks. You get your digital identity stolen, and you get lied about on the internet, and you get 100 days in prison. Yeah, that's the caste system that the liberals have set up for themselves. That's the double standard of justice, or the hierarchy of justice that we currently have. But beyond that, so John Fetterman, or whoever he is, I mean, I don't even want to get conspiratorial with this thing, but it's just... Did the guy have like a head shape surgery or some sort of a cranium shape surgery? I don't, you know, it's just insane. Now I sound like Fetterman. But so Fetterman drives 500 miles to attend this worker strike, this union strike in Michigan, where Trump has decided he's going to be speaking next week during the second round of GOP debates. And, guys, do we have the clip ready? Because I just sent it. This just is breaking now. So what did I say? I said liberals should never be taken serious. They need a fake government to run, just like you give your five-year-old or six-year-old a little fake kitchen set, because you don't actually want them running around with real knives and boiling water and ovens and stoves. That's dangerous. Somebody could get hurt. You give them a little fake one to play with, and it's still fun for them. We need a fake government for liberals to play with, just like children with fake kitchens. And so in case you needed more evidence, John Fetterman drives 500 miles to say this at the union labor negotiations in Michigan.
My message to the CEOs is, you know, at $74 million, you know, collectively earning that, you know, how many yachts can they need, you know, to water ski behind it? You know, I mean, it's just crazy. You know, I don't know. This is my message.
No, go ahead. Let's play it again.
My message to the CEOs is, you know, at $74 million, you know, collectively earning that, you know, how many yachts can they need, to water ski behind it? You know, I mean, it's just crazy. You know, I don't know. This is my message.
So, you see what I'm saying? So they should have a little fake government. We'll give them a nice little room. We'll give them a nice little house or whatever. And then, you know, we'll give them a nice little fake government. And they can stumble and mumble incoherently to one another and cheer each other on and shake each other's hands and act like they're doing a real great job in their little fake government. And that way nobody's actually getting hurt, and we don't have political speech prisoners, and we don't have political persecution, and we don't have the double standard of justice, and we don't have the border invasion, and we don't have vaccines killing people, and we don't hand our government over to the World Health Organization, and we don't start World War III, because that actually hurts people, you see, when liberals get their hands on real government. Like, how long do you think it would take if you let a group of five-year-olds and you said, hey, go cook dinner, and you let them have knives and boiling water and the oven and the stove, how long do you think that would take before people get hurt? Wouldn't take very long. They'd somebody get hurt real quick. Well, same thing happens. As soon as liberals get in charge of government, people get hurt real quick and real badly. So this is already happening. So we need to give them a little fake government, and they can pretend to play government just like children pretend to play kitchen. It's kind of like you give a kid a little baby doll. You wouldn't actually let your 5-6-year-old take care of a baby, but you give them a little baby doll, and they pretend like they're mom, or they pretend like they're dad, and it's fun, and they pretend, but no babies are actually harmed. So liberals need a fake little government that they can run, and that way they can have their little thing and run government, but nobody will actually get hurt. Because when they run government, people suffer, people get hurt. I mean, even the policies of communism prove this throughout world history. But it's not just Fetterman. It's Joe Biden. It's the leaders of the Democrats. It's the leaders of the left. This guy needs a fake government he can be president of. I mean, listen to what he says here in clip 5, addressing the UN today.
Now, we need to evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships. Let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
Let me be clear as he mushmouths. Play it again.
Now, we need to evolve our institutions.
Well, all right, pause it. Pause it. What? Seriously. What do we think he said there? What do you think he said there? I'm actually going to try to find this out. What do you think Joe Biden just said there? Let's play it one more time. I'm going to listen very intently here. Let's try to figure this out. What did Joe Biden just say? Go ahead.
Now, he has to evolve our institutions.
All right, I have it. I realize of all the institutions? Does anybody care to take a guess here? I'm at a loss. Hey, let me hear it one more time.
Now, he has to evolve our institutions.
That's not in the English dictionary. That is not in any English lexicon that I know of. All right, play the whole clip here.
Now, we need to evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships. Let me be clear. Certain principles
and then
of
they
our
laugh because he can't talk.
Are sacrosanct.
And he stumbles and fumbles again. Folks, the UN is laughing at this clown. But that's fine, because he shouldn't be in charge of anything real. It'd be like the little kid playing in the kitchen set, and they knock over the fake boiling pot of water, and oh no, and you say, oh, that's cute. That's like Joe Biden. What did he say? Oh, that was kind of cute. These are not serious people. And then Joe Biden, I don't think he meant to say this. Did he mean what he said here in clip 4?
Work together with China on issues where progress hinges on our common efforts. Nowhere is that more critical than accelerating the climate crisis, than the accelerating climate crisis.
He wants to accelerate the climate crisis. See, these people should not be taken seriously. They're not serious people. And now he just wants to give your money to the World Bank. He doesn't even hide it. Here he is saying that in clip 3.
Under the new president of the World Bank, change is already taking root. Last month, I asked the United States Congress for additional funds to expand World Bank financing by $25 billion. And the G20, we rallied the major economies of the world to mobilize even more funding. Collectively, we can deliver a transformational boost to World Bank lending.
So he wants to give money to the World Bank. He wants to give more money to Ukraine. Zelensky was there begging for more money for Ukraine. These are just not serious people. And so they shouldn't be running the real government. I'm just a solutions guy, honestly. I'm just a solutions guy. And so what is the solution to these deranged Democrat liberals that they're just so desperate to run government and run our lives? You give them a fake government. I'm dead serious about this. We should set up a fake government, a fake Congress, a fake capital, and just let the Democrats run it all. And that way nobody gets hurt. New poll, 50% of independents support impeaching Joe Biden despite zero media coverage of his numerous criminal actions. Nobody likes this guy. And the Democrats are going to run him again. Or will they? Or will they pull the switcheroo because Joe Biden can't even talk?
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's get a little political here, dealing with the 2024 election and some other developments surrounding it, implicating its outcome. RFK Jr. throws down gauntlet on rigged DNC, promises to look at other option if Dem party bosses won't allow fair and free election. I think this is the only way for Kennedy to go. Now, unfortunately, it's a sad result and representation of how corrupt U.S. politics are, more specifically, how corrupt Democrats are, because RFK Jr. should be the Democrat nominee. Instead, they're getting behind Joe Biden, who is a mushmouth in front of the U.N., has an impending impeachment coming up, and whose son eventually is ultimately going to be subpoenaed. And I don't know how they keep it under wraps for another 12 months. The pay-for-play bribe schemes and everything else that we've seen from the Biden crime family. And that's who they're going to run. So it's really just a mystery who's really going to run or who's really going to get the nominee for the Democrat Party. But we know it's not going to be RFK Jr. Now, again, that just shows the Democrats aren't about winning. They're about corruption. That just shows that the Democrats aren't trying to even find viable populist candidates. They're looking for corrupt candidates that they can control. Now, unfortunately for RFK Jr., that basically means an impossible path to victory, because I don't see how any third-party candidate wins a presidential election. But if he does decide to keep campaigning, which I hope he does, and he does decide to run third party, which I also hope he does, that's bad news for the Democrats. And I think if nothing else, RFK Jr.'s role in the 2024 presidential election might be the most important. Because if he runs third party, takes all those votes away from Joe Biden, it does one of two things. It either eliminates the Democrats' chance to win a presidential, a general election with the Electoral College, or you'll have RFK Jr. probably getting more votes than any third-party candidate that we've seen maybe ever, definitely in modern American history, and then somehow Joe Biden will still get 90 million votes, even though nobody knows a Joe Biden supporter. And then anybody that questions the election results will go to jail, just like Owen Schroyer, if they get their way. But you're not allowed to question election results. B-roll clip one for me. Connecticut police have launched an investigation after video evidence was discovered of a Democrat clerk dumping illegal mail-in ballots into a drop box at 5 a.m. in the morning for the recent Democrat primary election. That's right. And they have her name, and they have all the votes that she put in there. It was more Democrat ballot stuffing illegally. And so, you know, that's what's so frustrating about this stuff. Because in these cases, you know, judges and even lawyers, we'll just assume the best about these individuals for the sake of the segment. They're just all about the law. Okay? And so they're not news aggregators or political commentators or journalists like I am. They haven't seen the litany of evidence. They haven't seen the litany of anomalies that went into the 2020 election, which makes us doubt or completely disbelieve the results. They haven't seen it. And so how can you really give a fair judgment in these cases when they're criminalizing, denying election results, but you don't even know the evidence or the real story behind it? You've never seen 2,000 mules. You've never looked at the vote data in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, with the Biden vote Viagra, 300,000 votes at 3 a.m. They don't know these stories. They don't cover these stories. They're involved in the law and the court process. And so it's that's where the American media is supposed to come into play. But they bury these stories and they make sure nobody knows about these stories, and they censor the individuals who try to get these stories to the public. Newly obtained evidence shows key signatures are missing on Wayne County's 2020 general election certification. They didn't even have the signatures to certify it. But they did. And Mike Pence didn't have the courage to investigate it. And now the people that were there that were asking him to make that legal, lawful move that the Democrats have done before, they get ignored, they get arrested, and then more evidence proves that that is exactly what should have happened. Donald Trump to counter program second GOP debate by appearing with striking auto workers in Detroit. That's going to be an interesting one. Trump vows to appoint task force to review cases of those he claims were unjustly prosecuted by the Biden administration. Yeah, that's more important than 87,000 IRS agents, I promise you. Vivek Ramaswamy commenting on the Michigan defendants, five of them all acquitted, by the way. So you had a situation, I believe it was 21 individuals plotting to kidnap Governor Whitmer, and only five of them were not federal agents. So it was like 16 or 17 of the 22, I forget the exact numbers. But I think it was 17 federal agents plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. Of course, they don't get any charges. And then the five individuals that they were able to entrap in this crime all faced charges. All of them got acquitted. Vivek Ramaswamy commenting. Three more, quote, domestic terrorists who allegedly plotted to kidnap Michigan's governor in 2020 have been acquitted of all charges. This brings the total number of acquittals to five. This appears to vindicate their defense that the FBI entrapped them to do something they'd never have done themselves, validating yet another conspiracy theory. Enough complaining about corruption. Time to shut it down. I like that. Vivek Ramaswamy, shut it down. Shut the federal government down. It is clearly corrupted. But at least jurors in Michigan saw through it. At least jurors in Michigan said, wait a second, the FBI can't come together and plot to kidnap the governor and then invite you to dinner and say, see, you plotted to kidnap the governor. And that's basically what they did. Now, does this set any precedent for January 6th defendants? Well, unfortunately, they'd face a D.C. jury, and I would be surprised if anybody involved in that legal process even knew about that story out of Michigan. See, and that's the frustration. They don't know this stuff. They don't follow this stuff. Would it change their minds if they did? I don't know. Hunter Biden sues IRS after whistleblowers reveal he was given sweetheart deal for not paying taxes on million in illicit business deals. Hunter Biden alleges agents tried to target and embarrass him. But didn't you commit the crimes? So this is, I don't understand. I've seen legal experts and analysis on this, and they're saying this is just mind-boggling that he would do this because it really just opens himself up for more discovery. But maybe there's another legal strategy here. I don't know. Lauren Boebert breaks up with Democrat bar owner who groped her during Beetlejuice date. She then said she's going to have to do a political background check on future dates. Don't blame her. So was the whole thing a setup? Was the whole thing a setup by that Democrat? And then did Republicans do the Democrats' work by calling her to resign? Nice going, guys. Way to go. But now it gets even crazier. Lauren Boebert could face sex crime charge under Colorado's lewdness law. Now, this is ridiculous. It's not going to happen. But the notion here that liberals and Democrats are pushing that Lauren Boebert facing a sex crime charge because she got felt up and had some handsiness at a Beetlejuice musical. The law was written so pervert Democrats couldn't grope your children in the classroom, couldn't show your children pornography in the classroom, and couldn't read to them books about how to have anal sex. And the Democrats want that all to be legal, but Lauren Boebert getting handsy at a musical in a dark theater, that they want charged. I mean, these people are just out in their minds.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 $1,000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
White takes over in the fourth hour of today's Alex Jones transmission. On the Biden corruption, there's nothing there. There's nothing to see here. The White House has always been honest. Karine Jean-Pierre is a straight shooter and honest dealer. Just listen to her on MSNBC in clip 12.
And let me just say, it is a no evidence impeachment inquiry. It is baseless. There's no evidence. Even Republicans in Congress have said there's no evidence. It doesn't exist. And so that's the thing that the American people need to also realize. There is nothing there.
It's just so frustrating, isn't it? Is it just like standard for the recipe to be a Democrat that you have to be a liar? Is that just standard recipe? I mean, seriously. Like, what's the deal here? It's kind of like, you know, certain cooking recipes, like some things are standard. You might need butter. You might need starch. It's like just standard. That's standard for the recipe. Is it just standard Democrat recipe? You have to be a liar. Karine Jean-Pierre knows she's lying. But it's beyond lying. It's inversion of reality. Look at what they just tried to do in Ken Paxton. That was an actual no evidence impeachment. And the individuals that brought the impeachment against Ken Paxton, when they were put on the stand, they had to admit they never had any evidence. But Karine Jean-Pierre goes up there and lies for the Bidens and lies to the American people. That is the White House press secretary boldly and confidently lying to the American people and MSNBC. And the host, of course, doesn't say anything. And so here's the deal. We can have debates all day long. Should they impeach Biden? Should they not impeach Biden? There's a fair debate and there's fair considerations on each side. But at this point, the impeachment has to go down and the evidence has to come out. It has to, folks. It just has to. Whether that means Kamala Harris is the president for a week or whatever the hell else goes on. I understand the issue with decorum and to just become regular in politics. I get all the issues, all fair. But at this point, to have the White House press secretary go on national news and lie to the American people saying there's no evidence, now you've just got to do it, and you've got to present the evidence in a courtroom. Now, of course, the evidence is already out there. But let's get it in a courtroom. Let's get people under oath. Let's just go now. Let's prove that Karine Jean-Pierre, beyond any reasonable doubt, is a known bold-faced liar as the White House press secretary. Now, the F-35 story from yesterday now has the legend of the Skanksville, Pennsylvania 9/11 plane crash. The non-existent plane that crashed into the Pentagon building is now the F-35 in South Carolina. And they say, oh, look, it crashed right where the pilot ejected. And so nobody's buying this. And here's the footage that's coming out. Look, I don't even know what to think, quite frankly. I'm leaving this one open for interpretation. You can believe it. You cannot believe it. But nobody believes it. We've been lied to so much by the government. The story doesn't add up. They needed a hotline to help find the plane crash, and then it's right where they left it. It's right where the pilot ejected. Is anybody buying this? So, I mean, folks, again, it's literally the Skanksville, Pennsylvania plane crash where there's no plane debris. It's literally the plane crashing into the Pentagon on 9/11. There was no plane. So you might argue, well, maybe there's just not much left over from the plane crash in Pennsylvania. Okay, fine. Maybe there's not much left over from this plane crash either. Like nothing? And nobody could see it? And there was no fire? But if you believe a plane hit the Pentagon building, then you probably believe there's no evidence of corruption in the Biden family. Here's what Nancy Mace said about this yesterday in clip 6.
And you would think that they would know the amount of fuel when the plane was refueled before takeoff. You would think that because of the trajectory, they at least knew until the pilot ejected based on the fuel that the pilot likely had, roughly how much time on autopilot the jet would have, but they didn't even have basic minimum information. So you can imagine, as a person who represents a low country where this event happened, that I am frustrated would be an understatement right now, because our community deserves basic minimum answers. They deserve to know whether or not this is still a public safety threat or issue and what's going on.
So here's what we know since the quote-unquote missing F-35. Here's what we know. The military grounded all jets for 2 days. Now, why you would make that announcement public is beyond me. I mean, that is just like, what? You're telling China, Russia, and everybody that you're not flying any jets for 2 days? Seems like a bad idea, but this is the most incompetent administration of all time, so I guess that's how stupid they are. And now we also know that they are claiming, the government is claiming, that the plane crashed right where the pilot ejected in South Carolina. So this just leaves now even more questions. So what took them so long to find it if it was right where the pilot ejected? Maybe you don't believe that. Why did they ground all other jets for 2 days? Well, the belief, I think the common sense logic would reason that they're afraid that this jet got hacked. So who hacked it? There are Chinese parts in these planes. There's also theories of corporate sabotage. Lockheed Martin, the U.S. government, engaged in contract negotiations, big money on the table. Is somebody trying to move the needle a certain direction in those negotiations with this mishap? Do you believe any of it? But okay, so here's what we're supposed to believe right now. The plane crashed in South Carolina right where it went missing, and the pilot ejected, and so, okay, well, then the plane just crashed, I guess. It's not a threat. It's not like somebody stole it or anything, right? Okay, they want us to believe that now. And yet they're afraid of some level of compromising or this technology being compromised because they're grounding all other jets. Interesting. So more incompetence, though, from the Biden administration and from the Democrats at large. These are residents of Chicago now. They want the borders closed to Chicago. Democrats said, give us all your illegal immigrants, but we really just meant keep them in Texas. Here it is in clip 7.
I wanted to know if there is a capacity limit, and what is that limit, if there is one, and why can't we close the borders of Chicago or the state of Illinois in the first place? Why can't we close the borders?
I don't know if there's a limit. I do know that when you are seeking asylum, you are granted protections from the U.S. to not return. So that is the process that folks are going through when they come here and they get their interview, and then the Texas governor sends them to Illinois, and specifically Chicago.
So they get to come, once they do an interview in Texas, they get to come regardless. Texas says, you're an asylum seeker, you're being persecuted, so...
Which isn't happening. That's not happening. They're just coming here for free stuff. Now, for the sake of time, pull it down real quick. Look at this liberal logic. Again, this is why liberals need a fake government that they can play with so that people don't get hurt. This is such illogic, you can't even believe that a full-grown adult human would possess it. So, we want to close the border of Illinois. We don't want any illegal immigrants. Keep them in Texas. Hey, they're illegal immigrants in Texas, too. Their status of illegal immigrant is the same in Texas as it is in Illinois. So why wouldn't you shut down the southern border? What is that logic? Hey, guys, I'm having a big party. Everyone is invited to my party. I'm having a huge party Friday night. Show up about 8 o'clock. Drinks provided, food provided, show up at 8 o'clock. And then everybody shows up at my house. I say, no, the party's at my neighbor's house. So then everybody goes to my neighbor's house and raids their fridge and raids their pantry and then cooks barbecue and brings beers and everything and has a big party and tears their house apart. And my neighbors say, well, wait a second. You were the one that said you were having the party. Why are you sending them to my house? I didn't have a party. I didn't want these people here. Oh, no. That's my party. Just at your house. That is Democrat liberal logic. These people need a fake government that they can play with and feel special without hurting anybody, because they are destroying our country.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.